Hi, this is Katie Souza, and welcome to Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. We've been talking about demonic kings for many weeks now. Who are they? They are the strong men Jesus referred to in Matthew 17. Did you know that the way you bind the strong man is by getting your soul healed? The word strong man in the Greek means one who has strength of soul to resist the attacks of Satan. The only way to effectively bind the strong man is to have nothing in your soul that's in common with him. Today, you're going to learn about two new kings that are over the spirit of Legion. Legion is one of the fiercest spirits in the New Testament. And I know because I have tangled with him many, many times. I've told you all about the diseases and chronic afflictions that I've had to deal with. Everything from chronic flus and infections to chronic backaches and neck pain, even lupus. Many of those disorders came upon me when Legion gained a legal right to attack me because I had a wound in my soul. When God showed me in the Bible who the kings are that are over Legion, I radically pursued getting my soul healed of everything I had in common with those kings and the spirit of Legion underneath them. Then, step by step, my inner man got more and more healing until I started having dominion over all kinds of diseases and disorders. Not only did I get miraculous healings for myself, but when I would pray for people that had mental disorders, flu symptoms, bacterial infections, viruses, and all kinds of sicknesses, they would get healed too. Do you know someone struggling with a mental disorder? Have you been battling with constant sickness on you or even your children? Perhaps you've been suffering from reoccurring flus, ear infections, sinus infections, bacterial disorders, and viruses? Does your family seem to catch everything that's going around these days? They could be susceptible to sickness and disorders because they have wounds in their soul that are in common with these demonic kings and the spirit of Legion. Today, you're gonna learn how to become strong in your soul so you can have the power to bind the strong man. Israel fought kings, many kings, just to take the promised land alone. 31 kings they had to defeat. And every one of those kings was a pagan king who worshiped a demonic spirit. They worshiped idols. And all idols were really demonic spirits. Those kings were actually worshiping despots and the powers and the master spirits underneath them. It was those despot kings that gave those kings in the natural, those pagan kings, their power to make war with Israel. And when those kings in the natural died that we read about in the Bible, the spirits behind them did not die. They still exist today. And their assignment is still the same. This is a wonderful revelation because now we can understand who the strong men are. There's tons of information now about strong men when we didn't think we had any information about them. All we have to do is read the Bible, read about these different kings, read about their strategies and their tactics that they use to attack God's people. And then we can understand what their assignment is against us. Amen? And that's good information because when you are empowered with revelation, you are empowered to win. Amen? You can win the victory. Hallelujah? Woohoo is right. Amen. Tonight I'm going to discuss some specific kings and some of the assaults they bring on us. These are two of the most powerful kings in the Bible. Two of the most powerful, and they have one of the most fiercest, if not the most fiercest spirit underneath them in their kingdom. In past programs, I've spoken about a spirit called Legion. Legion is 6,000 strong. So you can imagine if you've got 6,000 soldiers that they have a wide variety of assignments that they're trying to put against us, eh? Legion is probably the most fiercest, powerful spirit in the New Testament. And many of the assignments that Legion has against us are focused on attacking our minds, our emotions, and our physical bodies. Remember the story in Mark 5 about the demoniac? Remember him? He lived among the tombs, right? It says when Jesus delivered him in the spirit of Legion, the Bible says that he sat there clothed and in his right mind. Well, what does that mean? Well, he sat there clothed in his right mind. So the first thing we know is that that man got back his mind. He became sound of mind. Amen. That spirit had made him lose his mind. You remember, he would beat and bruise and cut himself, and he was always shrieking and screaming, and no one could contain him. He would break apart the shackles that people would put on him. That spirit made him lose his mind. See, that spirit attacks our mind with everything from confusion and noisy chatter to serious mental disorders. How many of you had, at the very least, serious mental noisy chatter in your mind? It could be the spirit of Legion. Amen. Remember when Legion went into the hogs? It made the hogs lose their mind. They were driven crazy and dived into the sea and committed suicide. I think one of the assignments of some of the parts of Legion is to cause us to lose our mind, to push us so much to the point where we want to even kill ourselves. A spirit of suicide, I think, is among the ranks of Legion. Amen. So this spirit, Legion, 6,000 strong, one of the things he does is put an assortment of mental disorders on you. But he also tries to kill you and attack you by putting physical disease upon you, upon your body. The phrase there, that man, when he was delivered of the spirit of Legion, he sat there clothed and in his right mind. If you look it up, it not only means to be sound of mind, but in the Greek, it means to save one suffering from disease, to heal. He puts diseases on us. Now, I looked up the word disease. It encompasses a lot of stuff: infections, poisons, nutritional deficiencies, imbalances, toxicities, illnesses, sicknesses, ailments. It's a wide selection of disorders that the spirit can put on us. Now, if you notice, almost every single king can put some sort of physical disease on us. Why is that? Because I'm telling you right now, that's one of the biggest assignments of Satan. He has come to make us sick. He can't touch our spirit, man. He can only touch our soul and our physical body. Well, what? How do you stop an army down, cut a leg off, and then they can't march? Give them cancer, and then they can't fight? Do you understand what I'm saying? The enemies, like, one of the number one assignments is to put disease on you and to make you broke. Those are the two top right there. Because if you're sick and you don't have any money, you can't do ministry. You can't go out and save the world. You can't go out and get people healed. You're crippled yourself. You're bound yourself either in your physical body or because of financial limitations. Amen? So he not only attacks your mind, but he attacks your physical body with disease. And like I said, that means infections, poisons, nutritional deficiencies, imbalances, toxicities, illnesses, ailments, sicknesses. That's a lot of stuff. I tell you, I've experienced a lot of that firsthand myself, because there have been many times when I've duked it out and gone toe-to-toe with this spirit. I can remember the old days in the beginning when I was first learning about the soul and how to get my soul healed. And I would go from one state to another while I was on tour. I toured like for 3 years straight, almost every weekend. I would go 4 or 5 weekends in a row, and then I would have, you know, time off. And every time I stepped into a new place, Legion would be there waiting for me. It says that when Jesus got out of the boat, there met him a man with the spirit of Legion. Legion would be waiting for me. And what he was doing was he was looking to see if I had anything in my soul that he could attach himself to. In actuality, it was a very painful time in my life, because everywhere I went, I was duking it out. And everywhere I went, Legion made me sick with some new exotic disease or disorder. I mean, I've had so many, I'm just being blunt with you, I hope you don't mind, but I've had so many yeast infections and bladder infections and this infections and that infections and fever infections and flu infections and on this and that infections that I can't even count. But in actuality, he was doing me a favor, because every time he came to attack me, he was just exposing another level of place, another layer in my soul that was attached to that spirit. And as I got it healed more and more and more, I got more and more and more dominion. So it was a painful time, but it was the most profitable time of my life. Amen? I remember one time being in a house in Virginia doing a meeting, and I was sick as sick gets. And it just was like, I just kept on getting sicker. I just kept on getting worse while I was pressing in to get the victory. How many of you know that as you're pressing in to get the victory, it'll look like it's getting worse, but that means you're close to the victory? Remember this? Remember the boy with the deaf and dumb spirit? As they brought him to Jesus, the spirit threw him down on the ground. He began to kick and foam at the mouth. Because that was, he knew, oh, my time is short. I'm about to go. I better throw a fit. Maybe that'll distract him. So as it gets worse, you know that you're actually getting closer. But I remember being in the room praying, and I'm having to do meetings right in the middle of being assaulted. And the Lord opened my eyes to actually see Legion. And he came into the room, a spirit came into the room, and he came up to me and he went, and he breathed a cloud of bacteria on me. And I thought, that's how it works, huh? Man. I love when God opens our eyes to see what's really going on. Amen. Now, how did those spirits get it right to make me sick? It was my soul. Every time I would get attacked by Legion, God would always show me through a passage in the Bible or through a dream or a visitation or a vision or revelation that I had a wounded place inside my inner man that was allowing that spirit to afflict me. Remember the demoniac, just to prove it to you, that it's the soul that allows this spirit to come up on you. Remember the demoniac. What was it about him that allowed that spirit to completely control him? It was his soul. It says three times that he was dwelling among the tombs. That word tombs, it actually represents memories, to recall memories. Where do soul wounds come from? They come from your past. They're things that happened to you before, sins or traumas that have wounded you. And now that memory, that trauma, that wound has become the legal right, the landing strip for the enemy to be able to come upon your life. Now, it's very interesting because it says right there in the King James that demoniac was dwelling among the tombs. Well, if you look up that word dwell right there in the Strong's, it means this. It's a metaphor for divine powers and influences that are said to dwell in the soul, to pervade the soul, to prompt the soul, to govern the soul. See, indeed, it was his soul that was giving that spirit the right to control him completely, to drive him mad. Amen?
When I was on the streets, I terrorized people so much that when I got arrested, nobody wanted me to get out. Be honest with yourself. Have you ever thought that all those people in prison should just stay there? Well, I was one of them. Yet God so radically transformed me that now I'm changing the world. Guess what? He has the same plan in mind for them. Let's make it happen together.
Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, In the Mist, along with a bonus soul-soaking CD with Janie Duvall. With your gift of $50 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. To order, go online to katiesouza.com. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of In the Mist, along with a bonus soul-soaking CD.
Did you know that most of the sickness and lack you're dealing with right now are from ancient soul wounds passed down through your bloodline? You're born with stuff. In this teaching, I show you how to get rid of it. Disc 4 of the CD set is one of the most powerful soul soakers I've ever produced. I personally soak to it and I get a breakthrough every time.
Go online to katiesouza.com and click on the store tab to order today. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
It's stuff in our soul that allows spirits like Legion to attack us. The demoniac was dwelling. He was dwelling among the tombs. He was living out of the woundedness in his past. And that's what gave Legion that right to influence, to pervade, and to govern his soul. I remember in 2005, I was diagnosed with lupus. Do you know what lupus is? It's a very serious disease. It kills you. It's where your body freaks out. It begins to turn on itself, begins to attack itself, trying to kill off its own self. Lupus is a very, very deadly disease. And I remember I was very sick for like 8 months. I had vertigo. I couldn't stop spinning. I was out of control spinning with vertigo. And I was in pain all the time. And I finally went to the doctor and they tested me. And they said that I'd come back diagnosed as having lupus. And I remember I would ask God, what is it, God? What is it? Now, this is before I understood about the soul.
And I would ask him, tell me what it is. Tell me what it is. And I would hear, I would get quiet, and he would speak the same scripture into my mind over and over again, and I didn't understand it. And that scripture was Mark 5:3. He was dwelling among the tombs. See, Jesus was telling me why I had the lupus. I was dwelling among the tombs. I had wounds in my soul, and it was allowing that spirit of lesion to give me the disease of lupus. Amen? Jesus. Now, since then, I've had many attacks from lesion. I finally got to where I understood about the revelation of the soul. And I can't tell you how many times in the middle of the attack, I would have a dream or a vision of graveyards full of tombstones. That helped me out a lot. It actually did, because I would be getting attacked, and I'd be like, okay, what is this now? Is it this guy? Is it that guy? What guy is it? Come on, hook it up. What is it? You know, I'm going to give you such a word right here. And he would show me these visions of the tombstones, and I went, I'm dwelling among the tombs. It would clarify everything for me. This is legion. This is where this attack is coming from. I'm dwelling among the tombs, and I just need to get my soul healed. You are going to start having dreams about graveyards full of tombstones. Now, I'm not trying to prophesy death over you. I'm trying to say to you that God is going to prophetically show you what's wrong, and now you're going to know what it means, and you're going to know what to do about it. And then that disease is going to go away because you're going to get your soul healed. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Let's review how to get the soul healed, because we're going to move into this revelation. I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page. Jesus used both the cross and the resurrection to defeat the enemy. We have leaned heavily into the cross as our battle weapon to defeat Satan and all the hordes underneath him. And we need to do that, because what does Colossians 2 say? That Jesus made a public spectacle of the enemy at the cross. Amen? So when Jesus shed his blood, there was power released to stomp and trump on Satan. Amen? And his kings. And so we always begin the healing of the soul with the blood. In the case of Legion, that man was dwelling among the tombs. He was dwelling out of the wounds in his past. So we have to start with applying the blood, because there's many things that have happened to us in our past. Maybe we got divorced. Maybe our ex took our kids. There's all kinds of situations and scenarios that happen in our lives. Maybe right now you're having a disagreement with your mom or your dad or part of some family member. Or maybe you've been wounded by your pastor or a friend. You had a major, a friendship totally crumble and left behind a horrible, horrible pain. We've had many things happen in our past, and we have to start with the blood in order to get those wounds healed that came from those incidences, from those circumstances. We need to repent for things that we've done. We need to forgive people that have done things to us. We need to ask that the Lord would forgive our ancestors for things they have done that they have passed down to us. We must start with the blood, because when we start with the blood shed at the cross made a public spectacle of the enemy. But we can't stop there, because Jesus didn't just die on a cross. Because if he only died on the cross, then the payment that he paid would have been useless, because he would still be dead in the grave right now. There had to be a resurrection. The resurrection validates everything Jesus accomplished on the cross. Without the cross, there would be no promise being made manifest for you. Amen? Jesus would be dead in the tomb, and his promise that he paid for, the payment and the penalty for sin and sickness and death that he paid for, would be in the tomb dead with him. We have to have the resurrection. And according to Paul, and I know I keep on quoting the same scripture over again, but there are many others that talk about a power that comes to us through the resurrection. It's called dunamis. Paul said, I want to know him in the power, dunamis, of his resurrection. And if you look that word up in the Strong, it means the power to perform a miracle, which means it can heal your body, it can heal your mind, it can heal your money, it can heal your family, it can heal your children, it can give you the power to perform a miracle. And you have it already, because you have been resurrected with Christ. But it also means excellent of soul. So it's that power that's going to heal every tomb inside of you, so you will not be dwelling among the tombs. Amen? And when you're not dwelling among the tombs, then Legion has no dominion over you. Hallelujah. Now, Legion, like every spirit, has kings over it. Who are they? Their names are Sion and Og of the Amorites. Let's briefly look at some geographical history to prove that these kings indeed are the despots that are over the spirit of Legion. Jesus first encountered the spirit of Legion. He was in the region of the Gadarenes. Legion controlled that region. He was assigned to it. We know that because one of the first things he said to Jesus when Jesus came, he said, "Oh, Jesus, do not send us out of the region." He did not want to be sent out of the region of the Gadarenes. Why? It's because that's where his kings came from. That's where they originated from. That's where they lived. The kings Sion and Og of the Amorites once controlled the region of the Gadarenes. If we look at it, historians believe that the reason that region is called the Gadarenes is because it was an area of land that was given to the tribes of Gad, Reuben, and half the tribe of Manasseh. So Gad, Reuben, and Manasseh had possession of the region of the Gadarenes. Well, where did they get it from? Because remember, the land of Canaan was under the control of numerous pagan kings when Israel took possession of it. So who were the original Canaanite kings, pagan kings, that controlled the region of the Gadarenes? It was Sion and Og. Listen to Numbers 32. It says, "And Moses gave to them, the sons of Gad, and to Reuben, and to half the tribe of Manasseh, son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sion, king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og of Bashan." So Sion and Og were the kings that originally controlled that region of the Gadarenes where Jesus encountered the spirit of Legion. Now, Legion was probably the most fiercest, powerful spirit spoken of in the New Testament. And likewise, so were their kings. They were probably the most fiercest kings in the land of Canaan. In Joshua 12, it says that Israel fought 31 kings to take the promised land. Now, that's a lot of kings, right? Now, out of all these kings, when you read the scriptures about the triumphant victory that Israel had with taking the promised land, it doesn't mention all those kings. It always only mentions two and then says, "and the rest of the mighty kings." Who's the two it mentions? Sion and Og. Listen, Psalm 135 is a great example. It says, "The Lord is great, who smote nations, many and great, and slew many mighty kings, Sion, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan." So it doesn't name all the rest of the 31 kings that they smote and they slew. It just names these two guys. Why? Because they were the biggest and the baddest. They were the biggest and the baddest. Now I want you to think about that. That means something. We're about to have dominion over the biggest and the baddest.
Okay, let's activate into this truth. Put your hand on your stomach or your heart and pray with me. Say, "Lord Jesus, I repent for any sin that I committed that caused me to dwell among the tombs. Wash my sin clean with your blood. And I repent for any sin that my ancestors committed that wounded their souls all the way back to the time of Sion and Og, and all the way back to Adam. I decree your blood is washing my soul clean of every sin that is connected with these two kings. In Jesus' name, amen." Now, are we done yet? No, because you're still dwelling among the tombs. You understand that, don't you? The blood got rid of the sin, but if there's still a wound there, it could be causing you to dwell among the tombs. We got to get rid of the tombs. That's the problem. Most believers are applying the blood and the sin is being washed away, but the tomb, which is the wound, is still there. And it's still allowing kings like Sion and Og and the spirit of Legion to put mental disorders and sickness on you. So let's pray for dunamis to fill your souls. Put your hand on your heart again and pray with me. Say, "I decree I am healed in my soul. I am filled with dunamis power. It's from the resurrection. It lives in my spirit, man. And now I release it into my wounded soul. I command every tomb inside of me to be filled with dunamis so I can become excellent of soul. I'm not dwelling among the tombs. I'm not dwelling among the tombs. I'm not dwelling among the tombs. I'm filled with dunamis, and it's healing every wound that's allowing Legion and Sion and Og to attack me. Everything I have in common with Sion and Og is being healed now. In Jesus' name, amen.
When I was on the streets, I terrorized people so much that when I got arrested, nobody wanted me to get out. Be honest with yourself. Have you ever thought that all those people in prison should just stay there? Well, I was one of them. Yet God so radically transformed me that now I'm changing the world. Guess what? He has the same plan in mind for them. Let's make it happen together.
Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, In the Midst, along with a bonus soul-soaking CD with Janie Duvall. With your gift of $50 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. To order, go online to katiesouza.com. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of In the Midst, along with a bonus soul-soaking CD.
Did you know that most of the sickness and lack you're dealing with right now are from ancient soul wounds passed down through your bloodline? You're born with stuff. In this teaching, I show you how to get rid of it. Disc 4 of the CD set is one of the most powerful soul soakers I've ever produced. I personally soak to it and I get a breakthrough every time.
Go online to katiesouza.com and click on the store tab to order today. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Okay, next week, you're gonna learn more about Sion and Og. And since I've been healed of the wounds I had in common with these powerful kings, I've not had the flu once. And I've not been afflicted with any bacterial diseases, which is totally awesome because I used to get them all the time. You're not gonna wanna miss this next week's show because you and your family are about to close the door on mental disorders and sickness. See you then.